Proxy News. I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. The Blandin Foundation says it has lost $6.5 million a year because Wells Fargo is mismanaging its investments. The foundation is asking a Ramsey County judge to address what it calls a conflict of interest. Blandin Paper Company owner Charles K. Blandin started the Blandin Foundation in 1941. He died in 1958, and his will created a trust to fund the foundation. Blandin named Minneapolis Bank Northwestern as the corporate trustee, meaning it managed the trust. In 1998, Wells Fargo acquired Northwestern and became the trustee. In a petition filed Tuesday, the Blandin Foundation says Wells Fargo has retained one of the bank's affiliates as a third-party investment manager. The Grand Rapids-based foundation said that arrangement has been a notable windfall for Wells Fargo. Since 2018, Wells Fargo has received over $1 million a year for managing the trust, according to the filing. By comparison, in 1977, Northwestern made around $180,000, adjusted for inflation. The filing says the bank has charged excess fees, been unwilling to consider an alternative investment manager, and that the trust has been significantly underperforming. As the trustee, Wells Fargo has a fiduciary duty to act in the best interest of the Blandin Foundation Trust. The foundation argues that having an affiliate as a third-party investment manager constitutes a conflict of interest under Minnesota law. Blandin is asking the judge to remove or replace Wells Fargo as the trustee, or alternatively, order a competitive, independent third-party investment manager selection process. In a statement, the foundation says this legal action is needed to sustain its community-centered work for generations to come. Wells Fargo has not responded to the filing as of Thursday. A hearing on the issue is set for June. The Blandin Foundation is a financial supporter of KAXE News, but does not influence the newsroom's editorial process. After a massive Republican victory in 2024, the race for the 7th Congressional District is shaping up to be interesting, to say the least. Democrats know it's a long shot after a 40-point loss in the last election, but they're excited about their candidates and the political tailwinds. Republicans are confident they'll hold on to the seat, but political infighting has the path to victory looking rocky. Republican Michelle Fischbach, who lives near Painesville, has represented the large rural district since flipping the seat in 2020. The 7th covers most of western Minnesota, including Park Rapids, Thief River Falls, and Roseau. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports infighting in the district Republican Party has gotten so bad that some think it should dissolve and start from scratch. Browerville veteran Brett Bussman was named chair of the 7th District GOP last year, but the state executive committee kicked him out over a number of issues, including aligning with the far-right group Action for Liberty and neglecting core responsibilities. He is still operating as if he is the party leader. Bussman told the Star Tribune he has the support of a majority of the party's nearly 400 delegates who will decide who gets the endorsement at its convention Saturday. He says there's a strong correlation between support for him and opposition to Fischbach. Her primary challenger, activist Dave Hughes, says he'll abide by the party endorsement. Fischbach would not say if she would. She wasn't endorsed in 2024, but still handily beat her primary challenger then. 7th District Republicans told the Star Tribune they're more concerned with how the infighting will affect the party's ability to organize during what they consider their best chance of winning statewide offices in decades. The DFL's convention is also Saturday. State Representative Heather Keeler of Moorhead and economic developer Eric Osberg of Wadena are vying for the nomination. Chair Jen Cronin told MinnPost she is extremely optimistic as Democrats flip seats in special elections in other parts of the country. She says farmers are worried about sky-high fertilizer prices impacted by the war with Iran. Tariffs, inflation, and other economic issues are also changing the political landscape. The Minnesota Outdoor Recreation Industry Partnership will share the latest findings from its economic impact report in Brainerd next week. The event is 2 to 4 p.m. Tuesday at the library. It is free and open to all, but RSVPs are requested. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.